to Nitro tuning in to Look Ma No Script, an improvised alternative story based on the pulps of yesteryear. Tonight's story is Out of Time's Abyss, where Bradley leaves Fort Dinosaur and the lake at the center of the Caprona to search for a way out of the accursed land known as Caspak. That story is happening, but so is this one.
Bradley, well, welcome to Fort Dinosaur.
Oh, wow, those are some nice bongos you got there.
It's Fort Dinosaur. Bowen, these are my dinosaur bongos.
Bowen, you're making yourself at home. I love to see it.
Yeah, did you like? I made the entrance with the big dinosaur rib bones sticking out.
Yeah.
And then I put a sign up, Fort Dinosaur.
No, that's,
you like that one?
That's a good framework. Did you do anything else besides the entrance? Because...
No.
Oh.
I made the bongos.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I did make the bongos.
Where's Davidson?
Davidson?
Look, you don't have to pretend that he's actually still around. I can see that his name tag is still affixed to his actual skin, which is on...
I know. These were a dinosaur bongos. Excuse you.
Those ones, yes. Those ones, no. Those are Davidson bongos.
True. The ones on the left, those are Davidson bongos. Would you like to try?
Yeah, pass those bad boys over.
Here you go. Here you go. Give those a little...
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, that's a good sound on the Davidson ones.
You know, yeah. I said that the guy, while he was alive, could never carry a tune. That's changed. This guy's pretty good.
The stipulation is he's no longer alive.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes. So, Bradley, you gonna join my bongo cult?
Well, I was hoping that you would have done more with the fort, because we still got the pterodactyl issue, and a roof would have helped a whole bunch with that, but...
I got one with the entrance. It just straight up impaled itself on the end of that rib bone. Bit. You see it sort of still flapping around?
Yeah.
Up there?
Yeah, and the blood's dripping down.
Uh-huh.
Very efficient. I would have liked to see a lot more of those, though, because we only got the one.
Well, okay. To be fair, we ran out of the ribs. The thing we killed just had the two ribs. You'd think it'd have a bigger rib cage, but it just had the two bones in there.
It did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Did someone carry them off? They were so big, I thought we couldn't miss them. It was just the two.
Here, the carcass is still over here. Let me look in there. Get my hands
in
there.
Okay, here. Let me put these bongos down, yeah?
Yeah, I open it up. I see some ground-up Englishmen in here.
Yeah. A couple Germans in there, too?
No.
They all look the same to me. I'm not gonna...
I haven't seen those guys in... a while.
That's why I figured maybe they had been eaten by a big dinosaur.
You would think, because a lot of our crew kind of went that way.
Yeah, they started to fraternize with the Germans.
Yeah, and now it's just you and me, and I think that cowboy's still around here somewhere, and then the two other guys.
I wanted to say Cowboy Curtis, but I knew that was wrong.
No.
I just knew it was wrong.
No, he was our cook, and he died a long time ago.
Yes. Rest in peace, cowboy.
Curtis. Now it still hurts.
Okay. Sorry, fighting back tears here.
I know.
Seriously, I tried to forget. The bongos are just a coping mechanism. Oh, hello.
Y'all gotta stop throwing my ding-dang guns into the bushes. It was funny the first time, but now it's getting kind of on my nerves. Oh, hey, Bradley.
Hey. Cowboy. Bradley, look at the cowboy guy. Hey.
Hey, he's here.
Hey.
So, you two are, hanging out now? By yourselves?
Yeah, I made the bongos. I can make a third pair of bongos if you want.
He's been making bongos all day.
I think that's where most of our crew's gone. I gotta tell you, geez.
I ran out of materials for the bongos. I had to improvise.
I
had to improvise, and I'm not very good at it. So I made the bongos out of the people. I'm telling you the truth here.
Look, I've just about had it with this ding-dang dinosaur island.
Me too!
Have we figured out any way to get off of this ding-dang island?
My plan here, just more improvising on my part. It's all I know how to do now. We have the rib with the one that's impaled up there.
Uh-huh.
Still flapping around. You know, I mentioned it. Well, cowboy, maybe you didn't notice. It's a pretty big one. Pterodactyl. I call them pterodactyls. So, they got big wings and still alive. How about we just, like, sort of hop on it and ride it off the island? Yeah?
I could go for doing some of that.
All right.
Here, let me...
You need help? I'll just shimmy up there.
Oh, I was going to pull out my lasso and get one right out of the sky.
Even better. Go get him.
All right, let me just swing this bad boy around and I'll throw it. Missed entirely. Has landed on a T-Rex.
Oh.
Oh, boy. He's coming right for us.
This could work. T-Rexes are fast.
This one's a little bit... Oh, this
one's... Fast.
It's really fast. Back in the bushes.
Oh, gotta grab my bongos real quick.
Oh. Now, Bowen... we got separated.
Hidden
he can no stop. He can hear it.
Playing my hidden.
Quieter.
Oh no, Bradley. Oh, oh, Bradley.
Oh, Bradley. Oh,
Fort Dinosaur will never be the same, Bradley.
Ironically, the dinosaur's taken over Fort Dinosaur, and now it kind of like makes more sense that Fort
it
Dinosaur.
Does that it's a dinosaur, four dinosaurs. Okay, okay, new development here. The T-Rex is putting up... if I pinhole... Look, I can pinhole through the bongo, and it makes it, like...
Binoculars.
Big binoculars? Yeah.
It's wow.
Awesome. Okay, but we're watching it from a distance, and the T-Rex put on a sort of army-style, you know, the big helmet with the netting on it?
Yeah.
It found one of those, but T-Rex-sized.
See, I'm just using my little peepers here, but it looks like he's raising some sort of flag with a...
Here, if you can't make it out, here, I got the binoculars, here we go.
Yeah, that flag, it looks entirely problematic, am I right?
Am I wrong in thinking that it looks like a swastika made out of dinosaur bones?
Here, let me roll up my lasso real quick into some rope binoculars.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a swastika. That dinosaur is a Nazi. Oh, goodness.
Oh, it's not even out of dinosaur bones. My bongo binoculars are not that great. It's regular old swastika. Okay. So Fort Dinosaur is a Nazi fort now? That's a turn. Did he eat enough Germans that he was turned into a Nazi?
Have they... come up with some kind of mind control device for the dinosaurs? Or did the dinosaurs just really kind of fall into their, like, viewpoint?
I don't like any of these options. Can we just go?
Yeah.
Can we try to go?
Let's get the hell away from this Nazi dinosaur fort.
I used to love Fort Dinosaur.
They took a great thing and made it
awful. Amazing thing.
Yeah.
Cursed Fort Dinosaur. Okay, hacking our way back to the shore. Okay, we're back on the shore. Do you think we could flag down somebody who didn't crash here? Because I think that was the issue, right? The U-boat beached itself. They were already here, yes. And then the British ship... also beached itself?
Yeah, and...
or just sunk entirely?
You know...
because of the bullet holes?
I gotta say that, you know, we've had a two-time bad luck on this thing where each time we flag down a ship, it just so happens to be overrun by Nazis.
Do we not flag down a ship? It's a sort of reverse psychology, and then the ship goes on its own goodwill, then they save us, and then we know they're not Nazis? Fingers crossed?
I think that... Oh, God. One's rolling up to us right now. Isn't this supposed to be a Lost Island?
I thought, yeah, this is like a major shipping channel. This is like, there's so many boats. I see like three other boats behind this one. Yeah. Hello? It's Captain, yes? Anyone up there?
Zutalor, hello! It is me.
Hello. Hello. Can we go? Don't beach the boat here.
Oh, no.
You see all the shipwrecks on the shore? Just stop.
We are of the Norwegian cruise ship.
Oh, Zutalor, that's great. Stop the boat. You're not stopping the big boat.
No.
It's a very big boat.
We're sailing away from the island. We've been here for 3 weeks, and we are going now.
Okay. Can you take me and my cowboy friend here?
No, but I tell you what. I see this ship over here that has this cool kind of, swastika-esque flag on it. I will radio them real quick, and they will come and help you.
No.
Oi, Governor, what's up? We got a radio, and...
Yeah, hey, what's up? I'm still stuck here. Can you take me and my cowboy friend?
I'd say we could. We got a signal from the Norwegian shipping crews, and they said that you were all stuck here, and we're here to help you. We are here in our U-boat.
Uh-huh.
We're British, by the way.
Of course you are. You're proudly showing your British identification cards. I see it. Can you send down a little dinghy and we come back your way? I'm just shouting up to you. Because, again, it's...
We will send that over right now. We'll send it out and... Now,
okay, yep, there
now,
it is.
Okay, now the dinghy's coming towards us. And I'm seeing that it's definitely captained by that Nazi dog that we've seen a lot of times.
Yeah, so that's the shitty thing, too, is that Nazi dog somehow beat us to the punch of getting off of the island.
Yeah.
But then was like, hey, I want to come back. But, like...
And look, he's not even coming all the way to the island. He's just stopping there and then, like, rubbing it in our face that we can't
proudly
get out to
him. Proudly displaying his asshole, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But it looks... like he's just wagging his tail, you know?
Yeah. Oh my God! A pterodactyl came down and got the dog.
Oh! To the dinghy?
It scooped him right out of the dinghy!
Yeah, but we can swim out. It's not that far. We just go over to the dinghy. That pterodactyl is not hungry anymore, right?
I think you're right. This here's our moment. Let's get
out
there.
I'm already going.
Oh, I gotta lasso you.
So much seawater.
I'm going to lasso you and then rope myself in because... Oh.
Okay. Row. Okay. You can take one row. I'll take the other row.
Alpha Gamma Phi.
Yeah. Hee-haw.
Wait,
hee-haw.
Why are we rowing? There's a motor.
Oh. Well, I thought it was broken. I don't know how the dog got here. I thought maybe he had some special way here. Well, oh, yeah, we're really going now. Do we need the U-boat? I figure we need the U-boat.
I'm going to fucking shoot the captain real quick because fuck Nazis.
Okay, drive-by, here we go. Yeah, fuck you guys. Yeah,
fuck to you Lima, guys. They got me. Oh, they saw right through my disguise.
Yeah, fuck you. You're not British. I'm British. If I know a British person, and I have my...
I gotta say, I know some British people now. You're British. He's not. Fuck this whole island. We're out of here.
Fuck you guys. Fuck this place. Fuck Fort Dinosaur. I fucking hate this place. I'm out of here!
Finn.
Congratulations!
Finn.
You've made it!
And the white, the little font, the curly font, Finn.
Finn. You've made it to the ending of our first series of a non-canonical, non-serialized podcast.
You'll never hear from any of those characters ever again.
Yeah.
They are stricken from the record of history. They're gone forever. Especially Bradley. Rest in
peace. Rest in peace.
Well, that was this episode of Look Mono Script. Thank you so much for listening. We're out of spooky month. This one maybe spooked you a little bit. I understand. Fascism? Jesus.
Yeah.
Scary.
Nazi dinosaurs?
Actually, a terrifying concept. So, understandably, if you sort of had to take a step back and be like, hey, I thought we were out of October here. We're supposed to get to the cranberry sauce and the turkey, you know, all that kind of stuff. We'll get there eventually, but we're just easing back in, right? We're finishing up. We're wrapping up old stuff, right? We're clear of Cast Pack. You're back with us. Look Mono Script. Thank you so much for listening. If you have the time to leave a review, we'd love to hear what you think of this episode, the show entirely, just your thoughts on the day. If you had to write a review, I think today's review, if you listen to this episode and go, okay, I have to give these guys a 5-star, they fucking rule. I think the review would go something like, hey, Captain Curtis, make me up some burgers. Oh no, Captain Curtis was eaten by a dinosaur. Goodbye. And then that's how it goes. And that's the review. So if you enjoy this episode, we'd appreciate it if you do that. But otherwise, that's going to do it for this Pulp Adventure. We'll see you again next week for more Pulp Adventures. Bye-bye. Bye.